All right, thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us. Happy Monday evening to you all. This is the Monday evening wild card presented by Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. And I do not know yet what is going to be the topic or if we're going to have a guest. Time will tell. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had another person join in. I welcome that person. Thank you for being here.
And you like right at the location.
Well, you know, I do recognize numbers, Cecil, and I know some people prefer not to say names and locations, so that's why.
I kind of figured as much. I just thought I'd be chiming there.
Right. I appreciate your input, Cecil.
Thank you.
So, but I want the audience on BBS to know that right after this 1 hour show, we go to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call, not on the radio, not on the internet, but per phone. And we do that 7 days a week, every day at 7 p.m. Pacific. And the phone number to call on is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And you can find this information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Two more people joined in. Good evening to you folks. Please say names and locations.
Joy in Washington.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Terry.
I picked up Joy. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Yeah.
And Terry?
Is it Terry from Nevada?
Terry.
Yes.
Hi, Terry.
Welcome to you, hello. Ladies.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Joy.
Welcome to you. Hello to you, gentlemen.
Cecil.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Oh, hi. This is everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Cecil, did I call you Tom?
No.
No?
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
You found your phone.
I did. It was in the car.
And you figured out after driving through the entire town or not?
Pardon?
You figured that after you drove through entire Sedona several times?
No. He said he was going to call it. So I went out and there it was. And I didn't drive anywhere.
Oh, awesome.
That's a sinking feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Like, I just had it. Where did it go?
Yeah.
I've had that happen.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
So, Joy, were you trying to call me?
If I was, I don't remember it.
Oh.
You mean today?
Well, I thought you just asked me if you had called me. Was that you or somebody else?
It was not
No, I think you said, did I call you Tom? It was, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I'm a little slow today.
Jackie or Bonnie? Or I don't know either. Somebody called you Tom.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome to you, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
In Wandon, Saskatchewan.
Hello,
hi,
Wanda. Good
evening.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yay.
Getting there.
Good. Okay. Keep on keeping on.
I have to go for an appointment again tomorrow.
All right.
for good results.
Yep.
All right. For those folks that have just joined in online through BBS, we welcome you. Happy Monday. As we wait while the cards are being shuffled.
Hope it isn't 56 pickup, eh?
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, me either.
I
haven't done
resist.
It in a long time either.
And I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, that's if you got a deck of cards and you go to shuffle them and they fall on the floor instead, go all over the place, and then you got a 56 pickup.
52.
Oh, okay.
52, whatever. How many ever there are?
You can ask someone if they want to play a game of cards, and they say yes, and they say, what is it? And you say 52 card pickup, and then you view them all over the floor.
Boy, now that's just mean.
I was thinking you were talking about a pickup truck built in 1952.
No.
That makes more sense.
I guess I have 56 on my brain because my sister does oracle cards and stuff, not with 56 in the notch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Canadian Dex might have 56 cards, though.
No, you get two jokers at 54.
Yeah, my inner.
All right. So here we are on the Monday evening. I thank everyone for being here, and it feels good to have a large family.
Yes.
Good energy, family.
Well, I don't know what's going on with my wife today. She got up, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink. Finally put her back to bed, and she's still there.
Wow.
You better get some sleep then, too, soon.
I took advantage of that and climbed in bed with her for about 3 or 4 hours because I only got 3 hours the night before because she got up and wouldn't go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was tired.
Yeah. So I treat it like you do a little child, you know. You grab the sleep when you can.
Right.
When they're sleeping, you sleep.
Right.
I told the LA Aim if they were ready for her, I'm ready to give her back. And I'm in it.
Yeah,
maybe she has had it too.
Huh? Maybe she has had it too. Yeah, I think so. Well, it was like the lights were on, but nobody was home today. You know, I couldn't get her to eat anything, couldn't get her to drink anything.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Looked pretty bad. When she got dressed, she put two different kinds of shoes on. That's not unusual.
Was it extra windy there, Cecil?
Pardon me?
Was it extra windy there lately?
It was last night, yeah. Yeah.
Might have something to do with it.
Really?
I think that there was a CME coming from the sun, too. Which could confuse things.
Teddy Brown, your sound is not so clear.
Okay. All right, I'll back it up.
I think it's better now already.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a scratchy noise going on in the background.
Let's see, do we have an echo? 1, 2, 3.
I don't hear one.
Not so bad today.
All right. Let's wait until Vinny's done with the dishes.
Are you there, Win?
No, I'm here.
All right.
Jerry,
why
didn't you tell them that I wasn't doing dishes?
He never does, right, Jerry?
What?
He never does, probably.
Well, every now and then he does.
Okay.
If I get really, really bad at it.
Okay.
That's a good way. Well, I make sure and get the dishes away from my wife before she tries to do them, so.
Oh.
I'd rather do them myself.
Yeah.
I can't stand seeing dirty dishes. I keep washing them.
My husband does the dishes. He gets them dirty, and then he puts them in the sink, and they're done.
Yeah. Well, I have to watch and make sure she doesn't put the dirty dishes in with the clean dishes if we haven't gotten them out of the dishwasher yet.
Uh-huh.
Wanda, what? You had an operation, didn't you?
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's getting... I thought it would be a lot better than it is. I have to go see the surgeon tomorrow again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still progressing.
Does it hurt?
It's getting better. It's progressing.
Well, we wish you well.
Yes.
Thank you. I can't drive or anything. I have to depend on my daughter to drive me.
Okay, so we can picture you happily, safely, welly driving.
Yeah, in the passenger seat.
Okay. That's the first step.
Well, I'm not ready, Hi. Should we start?
Okay, cool. Then we start.
Leave the lines open, okay?
Okay. Now,
today is the 22nd,
right? I might mute a few phone lines because I see some feedback from some lines. Don't feel anything that's personal. It's just we want to keep the sound clear over here. So, when here we go with this 22nd of February.
The recording has started.
This is February 22nd, 2021. Gwen and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And I'm going to do an open mic tonight. Okay?
Okay.
And I didn't need your permission. That was just, thank you.
No, that was.
You asked for it.
You don't need my permission. That was just an acknowledgement. That's a good idea.
Perfect. Terry's going to do an open mic tonight.
No.
Well, you know, I'm always evaluating everything, and I'm looking at what we do, and the idea of how we go forward, how I spend my time, which I've come to the place where I don't have a lot of time. And I remember the days when I had a lot of time. And one of the things about having a lot of time is it puts you in a very creative space, if you take it that way, because you have more time to contemplate and think of things, think of what you're going to do and how you should do it, what you're going to say and what you're going to write. And I like that. It's important because when I'm in that space, I can be more creative. I can think of things that I wouldn't think of otherwise. One of the things I was thinking, now this is, you know, I have to get controversial. And I'm thinking about how, you know, one of the things the Elohim has said, is that when you open up to the universe, you're opening up to the universe, and the whole universe orients itself to support you, the positive side of the universe. Have you heard them say that?
No.
No? Terry, have you heard them say that? Terry, are you there? Are you muted?
Okay, it took me a while to unmute. So say that again. When you open up to the, to what? You open up to the positive side of the universe?
Yeah. In other words, you're not limited in what opens to your space.
You have all potential. You can open up to whatever you decide to open up to. And choose the frequencies to pay attention to and to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
If you open up to them, if you open up to the Elohim and the Wild Group, you open up to the positive side of the universe. If you would open up to the dark realm, then you'd open up to a negative side of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you have a choice.
Okay. But, you know, on the positive side of the
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.
Now, what was
Say it
that?
Again?
Hi, what did you do?
Terry, were you saying there are solar flares?
Right, there's CME, there's a big corona mass ejection toward the Earth.
But
right
how
now?
Long does that last? Or do maybe that's what's causing the mix-up tonight.
That could well be.
Go ahead, Wynn.
Well, what I'm thinking is, it's like opening up to loving yourself.
You know what I think?
Uh-oh.
It's like you can open up to love yourself, but you got to also be willing to forgive yourself because, let's say that like you have a bad past life track or something, and then it's like... You don't want to even look at it, but if you see a bunch of stuff there that you don't really like, you need to forgive, love.
Well, people have things they don't even remember, right?
I know, They don't remember, but maybe then they hear the a little bit of an inkling, maybe.
Well,
they have all potential open to them. I mean, they could simply decide, you know, that they were going to be a doctor or a nurse or then just study and just work their way into it.
But that doesn't mean they were bad in those lifetimes, okay? Those are just inklings of things that you have a talent for.
Oh, yeah, that does. But, like, you might have you might feel guilty every time you walk in a bank and not know why, and maybe you were a bank robber, you know? Little symptoms.
Yeah, that's happening more now because everyone's wearing masks.
Right.
I wonder if there's been an increase in crime because people are wearing masks. Well, we obviously live in a crazy world. And
well, there's a lot of craziness, but there's a lot of sanity, too. I mean,
a lot of what?
You know, there's a lot of sanity, too, because, you know, some of the craziness is like if you get a person in a high place that's able, you know, just five people in a high place can make a problem for a whole bunch of other people. When all the other people are really good people and living a good life and making a good living and everything, and then a few influential people come along and they make a few rules and stuff and try to squelch everybody else.
How many of you remember a past life where you were bad?
Me.
You?
I remember. But the thing of it is, it's like I wasn't really bad. It's like I was just had really bad influence on me that wasn't me, and I took them on. Well, you know, as a kid and born into a crime family, you know, it's like, and then, you know, I'm not even thinking about it. It's like, what does Dad do? He goes robs. Stagecoaches, you know. So, I mean, a person has their own integrity that, you know, like even if they're born in a crime family, it's like they still have that, you know, this is wrong, you know.
How many of you think you might have had a bad a past lifetime where you were bad?
This is Joy. I can't imagine that I didn't. I mean, I don't know what it was, but I mean, there have been so many of us, and, you know, and we're here to learn and experiment with this and that and the other thing, so I'm guessing that I did.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Anyone else? Nobody else. How about that?
I think some of us are really, really bad, and that's why we're so good now.
I always remember that Philip Dick thing that I read every so often, where when higher beings come into this realm, and Even the Elohim have said this. They said, we think we're going to come in and we're going to be the champions of the realm and change everything. And then they get here and they don't remember it. And they don't know how this realm works. And inevitably, they get caught up in the reality systems here. And it's very hard not to. And, but that is actually a positive thing. Anybody know why that's positive? Nobody knows?
So you can learn a lot.
It's like you go through enough lifetimes, and eventually, the higher aspect, if you came in from a higher realm, the higher aspect kicks in. And now it has the wisdom to function here and stay away from the things that are negative. Okay?
Yep.
And you can actually do better.
Yeah.
And most of you on the call understand the negative in this realm. How do you get to understand it? Well, it's easy to understand it now. You just have to read the newspaper or watch what's going on now, because the negative is pretty obvious to most of us. But there's a lot of really good people who it's still not obvious to.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, you would think it's so obvious, everybody would know.
Yeah.
But they're doing a really, really good job. And it's unbelievable how good they are of, what's the word?
Obfuscating.
Obfuscating. Okay?
Yeah, obscuring.
Yeah. And
now, what I would like to throw in there is that, to my understanding, and as far as I know that has been confirmed as to be correct information, is that there are plenty of beings currently here on this planet who came from, like, I think, the fifth positive density to be negative over here.
Mm.
To
oh, really?
Provide to the duality. And then I relate this to the above top secret, the hidden hand.
Yeah. Are you talking about the hidden hand stuff?
Right. Because that is a very, very, I believe our source has confirmed that it was correct information. And I think that is a very important information to study. It really, all of a sudden I saw a light. Things made sense when I read that information years ago.
Didn't I send that to you?
Years ago, yes.
Yeah. It was a channeling. Somebody did. Where a being came through.
It was not a channeling. It was a, how you call it, an online posting board. How you call it?
A blog?
A blog, yes.
Somebody made a post, it was a very long post, and called
right.
himself the Hidden Hand. And was making the case that they themselves were negative. And they had the idea they were doing a good thing because they were creating the polarization to cause people to grow or not. Okay? And there was another thing, and I believe this was in the raw material, I believe, that there had been times when everything was, there was not a prevalence of negativity. And may not have been on our planet, may have been on other planets. But people could have really good lifetimes, and there was no conflict. And the indication was that people didn't grow. They just had lifetimes of kind of indulgence. And it continued for millenniums, okay? Did you guys ever hear that?
No, but it sounds plausible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So obviously, we're getting a lot of chance to grow in this period of time.
Yeah.
And polarize.
You know, what you just mentioned, you know, that state of being of those who came, you know, on the wheel of reincarnation over here with our progress, it totally makes me think of the situation where my brother Jan on the other side is in currently. He doesn't want to face reality. He's just happy where he's at, but not making progress, to my understanding.
Your brother?
Right, right.
I wouldn't say he's happy. I would say that he's like, he's missing everything, but it's just too much. He's in too much overwhelm.
Right, right. He doesn't want to face reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was in a good space, that he was more happy with us, but not for the manager. And anyway, because when I want to fill you in on that hidden hand material, that I believe it was one person under the name of Hidden Hand who said, was from the fifth density, the positive density, volunteer to come back here to the third density and be involved in a negative elite for a long time already, because there was no progress here on this planet with humanity. So they wanted to introduce duality, to my understanding. And I lost my train of thought over here. But then, okay, the reason that he or she was posting on this board is that there were several conditions from the planetary beings that are in control of what's happening in our universe, that those negative elites had to every so often have an open window where they transmitted their actions to the public. And I believe that's also why you see those very obvious issues displayed during like the Super Bowl in the halftime, that is a must for them to display themselves as per contract.
Yeah. Well, this is Terry and Sedona. It's like I have been feeling that, but there are so many things people don't realize that are the cause of negativity, and that negativity can create trauma, which can mess people further up. And so what I would like to see instead of creation of negativity would be freeing up of people when they are carrying traumas and bad feelings from the past. To free it up is so that they would be able to live a more joyful, fulfilled life. There is a lot of things that a person can, negative things, just in living, a person can run into, like natural disasters and lack of opportunities. That there's enough to overcome to provide growth. And I think people need a little hand up.
How many of you ever thought that you were unjustly treated in your life?
Isn't every child in that category? Every teenager, every prepubescent kid?
Yeah, they were unjustly treated by their parents, right?
Yeah,
right.
Like, it's not fair.
Right, it's not fair at all.
Yeah, even if it was.
I felt like that my whole life.
Yeah.
Was that Cecil?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like that, I don't know why, but people just always treated me, I don't quite know how to say it, like I wasn't there or like I wasn't important, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I come from a big family, Terry, Nevada. I always felt we didn't have any individual attention. I used to wish I had different parents.
Yeah, and then it's always the girls against the boys.
Yeah.
Terry, where did you grow up?
In Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh.
By the way, I listened to your TV.
Yeah.
Or most of it. Yeah.
What do you think? Good? No?
Well, I mean, you certainly are talented, and those were all songs that you wrote, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and your songs are good. You wrote that a long time ago, right?
You know, a couple of them some time ago, but most of them are recent. I can last two or three years.
Oh, I didn't know that, because I thought it said 1990 or something.
No, no. 2020, December.
Did you used to go out and perform?
Yeah, quite a bit.
It reminded me of all the folk singers that I used to love when I was younger.
Yeah.
Did you track folk singers?
Some of them, yeah. Johnny
yeah.
Mitchell, Bob Dylan, and 60s people prior to that.
Do you remember Eric Anderson?
No.
Or Phil Oakes?
Phil Oakes, I've heard of.
How many of you remember Phil Oakes? Nobody.
I do.
You know, he was around when Bob Dylan was first starting, and he was really different than Dylan, but he wrote protest songs, okay? But his songs were more in your face than Dylan. Well, I don't know if I can say Dylan's songs were not in your face, but they were more, how would I say it? Dylan's songs, like, had multi-levels of meaning and depth. And Phil Oakes' songs were just, like, clear what he was saying. Never any doubt, okay? And then recently I learned that he was a CIA agent. So, it's kind of amazing. I actually sung a couple of his songs at the time.
Do you remember the title of his song, any of them?
Pardon me?
Do you remember any titles of his songs? I don't recall offhand.
He wrote a song called I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore. Talking about war. I ain't a marching anymore. I ain't a marching anymore. I went to the Battle of New Orleans. Da 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 da. But I ain't a marching anymore. And,
I have to look it up.
And what's another one of his songs? I don't remember. And then, I bet everybody remembers Tim Hardin, right?
Yeah.
What's Tim Hardin's most famous song?
I have no idea.
I think I would think it was If I Was a Carpenter.
Oh,
you wrote that? Yeah.
Yeah. If I Was a Carpenter, really? And you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Yeah.
That song was covered by, what's his name? Bob.
Bobby Darin.
No, I can't think of his name. And I played once in a while on a Sunday. Bob Seger.
Bob Seger? He sang that?
He sang it live.
Glenn Campbell, didn't he?
A lot of people did that song.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that I was at Tim Hardin's house in Woodstock. We've been talking all this time?
No. We've been pausing also a while. Hey, can I bring up another thing? You know, as earlier we were talking about the universe, and what I have wondered a lot about is the metaphysical universe, as the universe seems to me, from my understanding, the big provider of our wishes, so to speak. of our dreams, of our prayers. Now, the universe, meaning the soul of the universe, how big is that soul? Is the universe being channeled? How is it best to invoke connection with the universe? How do we pray to the universe?
Mm-hmm. Pray to the universe.
Well, it's hard to focus on praying to the universe. Okay.
The universe hears you. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're in resonance with it, you put out a yearning or desire, and what is resonant with that responds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can feel. You know, we are creators. This is the hardest thing to integrate. We are creators, and we are creating our reality.
And it's mainly pretty much all by our thought processes.
Yeah.
Right?
It goes deeper than just your thoughts, okay? It's like you're a projector. We're all conscientious projectors. And it's like you are creating your universe. Everyone is creating their universe all the time. And when your creation gets large enough, the experience you have is love. And you're loving the universe, you're loving everything in it, because it's an aspect of you. I mean, every night in the whole plan of healing, I say we're all aspects of the one infinite creator. And as you open up to the greater universe, you're opening up to loving creation.
Right.
How many of you have had the experience of loving creation?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. Was that Phyllis that jumped in and said yes?
Well,
Carrie.
Yeah,
it
was either her or Joy.
Joy, I'm sorry. I had a moment of Alzheimer's, right?
No, it's part of why I was able to change my name to Joy. I mean, able to feel like I was ready for it, or like finally let's just do it, because that's how much of my life every day, not all the time, certainly not all the time, but so much the preponderance of it all is the joy, is feeling the joy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you remind me of an impish angel. I think I said this before, that you had a lifetime, our lifetimes as a dolphin.
You mentioned that I might have, and I really feel that that's true.
Yeah. Ugh.
But before you said it, I didn't even know that it was a possibility. But then when you said it, it was like, oh, yeah.
I mean, dolphins are the most playful of creatures, I believe. And they know how to have a good time.
Most intelligent.
Are they the most intelligent?
Yeah, and their souls come from those that came from Atlantis.
Yes, yes, yes.
And from Lemuria.
Yeah, some from Lemuria, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, supposedly, now, I don't think I got this from our sources, but supposedly, it was in one of those times where a civilization destructed itself. And that means they could have easily come from Atlantis. And they decided to incarnate into dolphin bodies because it made it impossible for them to destruct
themselves. Screw up the realm again.
They couldn't exercise technology. They couldn't. Luckily, electricity shorts out underwater. You can't build technical things in the water. Although, if someone was clever enough, they'd probably figure out how to do it, you know? But that's the story. Like, that's the idea.
Like Lauren as a dolphin?
Pardon me?
Like Lauren as a dolphin?
Lauren?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dolphins is an actual race of being, not from this planet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that Lauren?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
How's your mother doing?
She's doing just fine.
That's funny. Mine is also.
Mine too.
Yeah.
This has been such a different call. Such an interesting call.
Hmm. Listen.
Now,
we've only got five more minutes of it.
Two more minutes. Two or three more. First of all, we should say hello to everybody on BBS. And I hope
hello, BBS.
You don't think we're too crazy. I don't know what we accomplished on this call.
We had fun.
We had fun.
With each other's energies.
I think we're laying tracks.
Pardon me?
I believe we are laying tracks.
We're laying tracks.
That reminded me of the guy that turned around and saw that a bear was chasing him or following his tracks, and he said, "Oh, you like my tracks? Good, I'll make some more."
Now, I don't understand that.
It's a Northwest joke.
There you go.
Not really.
It helps if you're from Squim. Or anywhere north.
If you're He's volunteering to make some more tracks. Well, that's the phrase. When you're making tracks, you're getting the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That's fun. Yeah, it took a while, but they got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the help.
I often need the help myself.
Well, when you still there?
Yeah, Joy.
Yeah, I'm wondering, where did you when you started this call? Where did you think you were going with it? Did you have any kind of a feeling of what brought these sorts of questions up today?
He still doesn't know.
Well, that's okay.
Open mic. Well, I started it. I started it because I saw that there were times when we worked with our sources and phenomena happened. Something would change in the real world. And I saw it on our calls, and I also saw it, people change. People had experiences. And I said, you know, the world needs this right now. And it was also a time when Terry was in the hospital. And it helped me keep my motivation up. I think that's what was going on when I was starting it.
We need to move on.
What's that?
We're still on BBS, so we're going to go over to our next conference call, which is the Whole Planet Healing. We do it 7 days a week, 7 p.m. Pacific. And everyone is available to participate, no charge. Just join in by calling the phone number 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. And you can find his phone number also on the website, WholePlanetHealing.com. Lynn, back to you.
Yes.
And on that note,
we're going to Whole Planet Healing. All right?
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Terry. Thank you all.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you all.